This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
On a trip to Paris 2 or 3 months ago, I met, for the first time in more than 30 years, an old friend of mine, a doctor with whom I studied in London at the outset of our careers. During the course of a very pleasant evening, he talked about Wales, and I realized I knew nothing at all about his early years in the medical profession. My story tonight, then, took place in the late 20s, when Dr. Andrew Everett had only just qualified, and I've called it The Honeymoon.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
Didn't exactly pass out of medical school with flying colors, but he got his ticket, as they used to say, and didn't have to wait long for an appointment. He celebrated by marrying the girl who'd been his childhood sweetheart, and together they left London for Aberfilly, a Welsh coal mining town. The appointment was the best of the two he'd been offered. At least, the remuneration was far superior. He'd been appointed medical officer to Aberfilly Colliery. A free house was available. In fact, Andrew and May, his new wife, didn't have time for a honeymoon at all. They were married on a Saturday morning in March, and after a brief reception, found themselves on a train bound for North Wales via Oxford and Shropshire. With the Berwyn Mountains looming in the distance and the rain pouring down, both of them fought off depression and the almost overriding temptation to get off the train at any small station along the way, sleep the night in the waiting room, and return to warm, friendly London the next morning. But they didn't. And at 8 o'clock that night, they arrived in Aberfilly, were shown their house, and with the rain still pelting down, prepared for their first night together as man and wife.
You're sure you're not hungry?
No, Andy, I'm not hungry.
Oh. Well, there it stands.
Hmm?
One brand new doctor's bag. Better get some of the shine off it, I suppose, otherwise they'll never have any faith at all in me.
You're going to be a wonderful doctor, I know you are. He was quite a nice man, the little man who met us, wasn't he?
Fitzpatrick? Yes, he's very nice. Funny name for a Welshman.
Yes, I expect his father was Irish.
That's about it, I should think. Well, gosh, it's cold. It's nearly, 10. We'll tidy things up properly in the morning.
Yes, huh? I'll make it really nice in the morning. The curtains are pretty.
That's something, I suppose. You're shivering.
No, I'm...
I love you.
I love you, too.
It won't always be like this.
Like what?
Raining and cold and awful like this and... Well, one day, you'll see, we'll have a house of our own and I'll have a decent practice.
None of that matters. As long as... Well, as we're together.
You really are the loveliest... darlingest girl in the whole wide world and...
Andy?
I mean... This morning when I felt you beside me at the altar, I...
Andy?
Yes?
I'd like to go to bed.
They say wet whales, don't they? If there's much of this, I'll be run off my feet. Pneumonia, pleurisy, coughs, colds, arthritis, neuralgia...
Andy?
Yes, my dearest one?
Can I tell you something that might shock you?
Nothing you say could ever shock me. Anything you say would only make me love you even... My love... Blast this heathen place. Blast Aberfilly. Blast the cold heat.
Andrew, darling, will you please stop blasting things right, left and center and kindly help me with my dress?
dress. It's a cold night. That rain, honest. Oh. May my love, my divine. Oh, I would love you so much, May. Who in the name of all that's holy can that be?
Maybe if you open the door, Dr. Everett, you...
Dr. Mine, are you there?
Oh, no.
Yes? What is it?
Oh, you, Dr. Everett?
Yes. What do you want?
Doctor, for the mine?
Oh, you're soaking wet. Come in. What do you want?
No time, Doctor. Would you mind getting into your waterproof? You're wanted at the mine.
Wanted at the... But we've just...
I'm sorry like to have fetched you, Dr. Bach. You see, only just arriving and that. But you're wanted, you see, at the pit. You're wanted, you're needed, you know.
I'll be 2 minutes.
You're wanted at the pit. And unbeknown to any but Dr. Everett himself, the nightmare he'd feared was about to begin. You see, Andrew Everett, all his life, had been afraid, desperately afraid, of being underground. Even underground railways made him feel sick. He'd taken the job against all his own better counselings. But you see, the pay, whilst not terrific, not as much as a hard-working doctor might expect from a reasonable practice, was better than the other choice, and he badly wanted to make a success for his wife. What an unusual way to spend a honeymoon.
Hey, Dr. Bach, 30 years. I began as a pony boy, you see. Now I'm shot fire.
Goes down fast, doesn't it?
Sure, you see how badly the man's been injured.
How far is this?
900 feet, Dr. Bach. Not so far, really. Oh. Ah, here we are, then. This way, Doctor. Mind your head, man. Doctor?
Yes, hello?
Reese Williams, we haven't met. We would have done, but you were late, you see. Will you follow me this way?
But you see, mister, I was only married this morning and...
Doesn't matter.
The face is 2 miles from the shaft, Doctor. I hope you're in training. It takes us 40 minutes or so to reach it.
Yes.
Watch your step, Doctor, man. You mustn't get run down.
Hold your bag, Doctor.
No, that's all right, really.
Come on, Doctor. Give
me... Much farther, is it? Hey, where do we go now? We can't get past here because...
All right, on your hands and knees now, Doctor. The only way. Come on.
Great Scott, oh, May, what have I done?
Harlan, see, that happens, Doctor, when you're not looking where you're going.
Where's all this water come from?
Oh, not to worry, Doctor, man. Upper Philly's always been a wet pit.
Wet pit, I see. Wet pit.
This is where men work. Toiling for long 8-hour shifts. Hacking, hewing. Day after day through boyhood, manhood. Considering the manner by which it was obtained.
We'll have to ask you to hurry, Doctor. Please, would you mind?
Yes, I...
What are you doing down there, Doctor?
What does it look like? I slipped and fell.
Thank you.
It's all right, boys. The doctor's here. The London man arrived. As expected. A bit late. But he can't be helped. Over here, doctor. Jamie, a light man.
This is Brandon Pritchard.
Yes.
Doctor, he's in some pain, you know.
I see.
Will you tell what happened, Johnny? Johnny?
He can't move, you see, Doctor. We don't ship to me, I see. Bindi, he's been solid. Shot firing he was to bring the coal out like a blast undercut, you see. Brought down all the broken stuff. It was that caught Brandon here.
All right.
His leg.
Okay.
And you see, Doctor, it's any moment now, the whole roof might cave in like that's the trouble. Like, we ought to get him out. Quick life, Doctor.
All right. Let me have a look at him. Heaven help me.
Andrew found himself trembling. He observed the man called Johnny's glance at the shelf of rock above them. He noted how insecure it looked. And then he looked at his patient again, and for a moment was unable to move except for the violent trembling that overtook him. The trapped miner's left leg was crushed, mutilated almost beyond recognition. The man was so wedged, he couldn't be moved an inch. The solution? An immediate amputation below the knee.
What do you think, Doctor?
We'll get him out of this.
Sonny, you know, tomorrow's the 29th. According to the Reverend Samuel Evans, in the year 3974 B.C., exactly, you know, Cain killed Abel. I don't know how we can be so accurate.
What can we do, Dr. Buck? Roof's going to come down.
Well, let me just unpack my bag. Told me that often enough.
Mr. Everett, I advise you not to think of surgery. The branches of medicine in which you might prove to be very useful, skillfully active, are many indeed, but you will never make a surgeon. You will never make a surgeon. A surgeon. A surgeon. A surgeon.
Hold that.
I don't.
And you, please.
Doctor.
Those scissors. As soon as I ask.
Aye, Doctor. Right at that.
Now then. All right, now then. I'll soon let you out of here.
Okay, Brandon. Hey, the doctor's here, man. Nothing to worry about, man. It'll be all right. What?
Mr. Pritchard? Can you hear me?
Aye.
Did it hit you anywhere else? Here, shoulders.
A bit.
Your head, anywhere. The light, please. Keep it.
No.
Right. Does your left arm hurt?
Arm?
Does your...
No.
Does your right leg hurt?
Yeah. No. Not too. No.
Have you pain anywhere else?
No.
Can you breathe all right?
Yes. Can't. Move, though. Can't move.
Pain in your stomach?
No.
Back?
No.
Have you ever had an operation before?
No.
Any heart trouble?
No. There's not much time, Doctor. The roof.
Any trouble ever with your kidneys?
No.
Mr. Pritchard, can you see me all right? Can you?
It's like he's out again, Doctor.
Quick, Ether. Mr. Pritchard, we'll get you out of this. Now, just breathe in and forget everything. Think of the nicest thing you can possibly think of.
Oh, Brandon, man. Think of Maggie Evans and how she was at the Christmas ball.
Johnny,
tighten the tourniquet. Hand me those gloves. Yes, there's...
Doctor?
What's in the bottle?
Smells like iodine.
Iodine.
Yeah, hate the stuff. Stinks like Billy Oles.
Please, dear heavens, let that stuff stay up there. Stay up there nice till we get out of here.
Having swabbed the knee with the iodine, Andrew made the first incision. He worked like the very devil. He was practically lying flat on his stomach under the low roof of rock. He cut down to the bone, but as he reached for the saw...
What was that important, Doctor? That bottle?
Damn.
Hot?
No.
Yes. The anesthetic.
Andrew sawed quickly through the bone and started the ligatures. He put in the drainage tubes and then started to sew up the skin flaps.
For the love of... Doctor, we haven't any time left.
Then, Mr. Williams, you'd better get out of it and leave it to me. If you're frightened.
Do you box, Doctor?
What?
Shut up, Williams. Leave
that remark, Doctor, will see the two of us in the ring together within the next 24 hours.
In the ring, Mr. Williams? Yes.
Oh, heaven.
Look, the roof,
Thanks, Doctor. That was a nice job. I never saw all of it, you know. Just that last bit there. Funny to say goodbye to a leg. I've had it a long time. Hit many a goal with it. For a Beverly, you know.
He's conscious and watching me.
Give you a hand with him, Doctor. Pull him clear now, eh?
Okay, right now, this way. Quickly, men.
They got Brandon Pritchard clear, put him on the stretcher, and moved away only 50 feet when...
Doctor. I must say you did that very nicely.
Oh, thanks.
Look, I've got something for you. Here. Brandy.
Oh, no, I...
Come on, Doctor. Don't tell anyone else, though, eh? They'll all want some.
Look, I'd rather...
Oh, sorry, Doctor. Are you the kind of man who'd rather have it separated?
Well, to tell the truth...
Damn it, Doctor, tell you what. Drink that lot, and the next lot you can have separate.
Quiet! Everybody, quiet, come here, quiet!
Half past two, did you know that? Half past two, and Brandon Pritchard will never play football again. But he'll see his grandchildren born, and can go to the Black Mountains next summer like he did last summer, huh?
No, men, listen. We've only got coffee, nothing stronger, but before we go, we're going to drink a toast to a brave new doctor, the pride of Alma Filling.
Well, I ought to go home to my wife.
Doctor, I don't want to speak out of turn, like, but I've a feeling that our mine was not to your special liking. Am I right? Am I right in saying you wouldn't choose voluntarily to spend a Saturday down in Albafilly Mine? Some of us, you see, are born to it, men. Some of us have to get used to it.
Aye.
Some can't put up with it unless they have to. It takes a lot of will, you see, and Dr. Everett there made that will happen within him. Dr. Everett, Bach. Doctor? Hey, where's our doctor gone to then? Doctor?
Where's the doctor gone? Where are
And blood is my new bag, all right. What a way for a man to spend the first night of his honeymoon.
Andy, darling. Oh, I'm sorry, Andy. I tried to stay awake. What time is it? Gracious, it's... Oh, Andy, you've been drinking. Oh, how could you? We've only just been married. I never thought... Oh, the first night would be like this. Oh, Andy.
They always say that honeymoons are overrated, but the Everetts can't really count as typical. We had a good night out in Paris, Andrew and I. He's still married to May. You see, that night wasn't all that disastrous, and being totally sweet and understanding, she soon settled down, and together they spent 8 long years in Albafilli. He told me many other stories of the Welsh mining people, who he regards still to this day as the finest in the world. He never entirely got rid of his fear of enclosed spaces, and more particularly, his hatred of the depths under the ground. But we've all got some fear, haven't we? Some secret enemy within ourselves. And these weaknesses are often strengths in the long run. At least, if you haven't thought about it before, you might appreciate a little more keenly the cost of coal. Next time you place a lump on your fire, if you're one of those lucky people who enjoy an open fire in the wintertime, you might stop and think for a moment. It isn't mined easily. Although times and conditions have changed since then, have improved, it's still to this day won from the earth with sweat and toil. And the rewards to the miners for this work are never really enough. If you think getting away with your life minus one leg is lucky, throughout the history of coal mining there have been thousands and thousands who were not so lucky. I'd like to tell you of the great Albafilli mine disaster and of the heroes it made. Andrew Everett was one of them, but that, as they say, is another story.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.